All right, for our next segment on the show, we have on the show Nick Bond. He has graced us with his presence for the very first time on the Mac and MV show. Nick holds a very, very special place in my heart. Nick was on JV basketball as a freshman. He's hoping to make varsity this year. He's got some tough competition, though. There's a lot of juniors coming up. And, of course, the two freshmen that he knows very, very well, Cole and Ricardo, the two cool kids, as everyone's been calling them, making a very big run for their varsity spots. Now, Nick, how do you think you match up against Cole Houston?
I think I match up pretty well with him because I've been playing with him for a while. You know, I got some advantages on him because I have longer arms and I'm a little bit taller than him. And he has, like, a little bit quicker first step, so kind of makes him tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that he'll be, you know, you think he's a tough matchup for pretty much anyone his age? Almost, he's proven that he's averaging 44 points a game in the middle school league. All the hype is around him. Ricardo is pretty, he averaged almost 53 points a game, if you can believe that. And I just pulled the stats up. 53 points a game in middle school. Not a lot of people are giving him credit. He's 6'1". He's one of the fastest kids in the high school. What do you think makes him an elite basketball player?
Well, he works pretty hard. He wants to be good. He wants to just prove everybody wrong because I already used to be pretty bad back in the day.
He was pretty booty.
And he's a pretty good all-around player.
Yeah. Yeah, do you think, now what do you think your shot is of making varsity over those two?
I think I have a little bit better chance because I have more experience with a lot of older kids and I know what it takes.
Yeah,
to
definitely
do it.
Well, we need a ball handler, that's for sure. I mean, a lot of kids are up in the air right now. Silas Berlin's up in the air. Yannick Gonzalez might not try out. Mikey Musell already said he's not. You know, there's a lot of non-returning ball handlers. Not a lot of guys can bring the ball. I certainly can't. I mean, I'm pretty garbage, but in that aspect of the game. But, you know, we need a point guard. You know, you're going to probably be fighting with that with the two freshmen. I mean, is there anyone else that you think is worthy of garnishing a varsity spot coming up this year?
What do you mean, like freshmen or sophomores?
I don't care.
Stuff like sophomores. It's not many people. It's just a lot of got a lot of seniors this year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's a core group of guys.
And there's a lot of sophomores.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I joined that group late freshman year. They had been playing together for a very long time, and I joined them freshman year. And you know, you could definitely tell when they've been playing together for a while. They've been playing together probably since they were in the fifth grade. That's a very tough group to penetrate. I think that those core guys, Timmy, Ben, Matt, Alex, those guys been playing together forever. We'll see how that works out. A lot of them, their numbers have dwindled down some. A lot of them have quit. But I think that we'll be pretty good. Now, prediction time. Mm-hmm. Overall prediction for our season this year.
I think we're going to do pretty good. I think we're going to definitely go above 500. Hopefully we can make it to the Guardian. Maybe win state championship.
Maybe win state championship?
Hopefully.
You got an EAC title in there?
Yeah, definitely. Always. All right.
Undefeated in the EAC?
Definitely.
By 20 points each game?
That's pushing.
All right, fine. We'll go with win the EAC undefeated. All right, Nick, thank you very much for being on the show. Great talking with you.
Yeah, no problem, man.
So, guys, that's the show for today. We want to thank you for listening. It's brought to you by viewers like you, like PBS. We will be doing this every B&G period from now on. Whoever wants to be on the show will be broadcasted as frequent guests come in to talk. I mean, I can do as many segments as I want, but I've got a feeling you guys don't want me to over-talk everything. So, quick shout-out to Ben Davey for setting up this wonderful mic, lets me accomplish my dreams, and Mr. McGrath, who lets me use the Innovation Lab every B&G period for all the creations that I'm trying to get going. And we want to thank all the guests that have come on. Even though we joke around, we still love you. And, you know, we really appreciate everything that's happened. I appreciate, certainly, everything that's happened. I'm a very lucky person. And we'll see you tomorrow. All right. Peace out.